a book into the title is Into Great Freedom by Mark Hartfield, and it's shared about the movie Braveheart when William Wallace said freedom, and then he encouraged his men to fight. He said, "You have come to fight as free men, and free men you are. What would you do without freedom? Will you fight? And dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just for one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they will never take our freedom?" With that, the Scottish men go charging their enemy, literally running into the battle. This is our battle cry. Through this Lenten season, we will identify our enemy, and in the name of freedom, engage in battle. We will confront our enemy. So that's from the page 16 of that book, Into Great Freedom. And many of those who attend the Dutman Issue program, they received this book because it came from the Paradisus Day. So why I talk about freedom? Jesus is also battling for us for freedom, and as we heard in the gospel, he was victorious against the temptation of the enemy. And he did this, of course, as the beginning of his ministry to free us from slavery to sin. Also, during Moses' time, as we also heard the salvation history in our first reading, when God heard about the cry of the slavery in Egypt, he called out Moses and told him, in Exodus chapter 9, the Lord said to Moses, "Go into Pharaoh and say to him, 'Thus says the Lord, let my people go.'" Our freedom is God's initiative, and he will do everything to set us free, including dying on the cross for our freedom, the real freedom. Freedom from slavery to sin. So as St. Paul proclaims, "For freedom, Christ has set us free." Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. How do we regain this freedom? How do we enjoy this true freedom from God? Because he wants us to free from slavery to sin, to make us live children of God. Live the freedom of children of God, truly loving one another, forgiving one another, and serving one another out of love for Christ. In this world, because of the fall of Adam and Eve, we have these three concupiscences, they call. So, threefold concupiscences, meaning our tendency to do wrong or to commit sin. So we are tempted through our flesh, through our body, and through the world, and through the devil. Or as Dr. Brand Petrie will say, it's about pleasure, possession, and pride. And he compared this in the temptation of Adam and Eve. First, the fruit was good for food, so it is compared to the lust of the flesh by the letter of Saint John, and also that it is pleasurable. And now with the temptation of Jesus, it is parallel with the turning stone into bread. So this is the search for pleasure, both in sexual pleasure and even in food and drink. So the other Lust, of course, is defined as a disordered desire for our inordinate enjoyment of sexual pleasure, using others selfishly, disregarding God's plan of procreation and unity purpose of that gift that God has given us within marriage. Pride is also defined as undue self-esteem or self-love, which seeks attention and honor and sets oneself in competition with God. The Webster Dictionary also added the definition of pride as vanity, vainglory, conceit, arrogance, egotism, boastfulness, and selfishness. So the second temptation of Adam and Eve was about it is pleasing to the eyes. So St. John in his letter called this lust of the eyes, the desire to possess it, to possess the world. The third one is desirable to make one wise, so being like God by themselves. This is what St. John called in his letter, pride of life. And then for the temptation of Jesus, it also parallel with the showing off as a son of God, of jumping so that God will catch him. But Jesus, of course, did not. These three temptations that Adam had fallen, Jesus remained faithful and obedient to God and victorious against Satan. These three will be conquered by our practices during Lent, specifically for each one of that. So for fasting, is against the lust of the flesh or pleasure. Almsgiving is against to possess everything for our own, but to be detached from things and be charitable and give it to others. And then our pride will be checked by our drawing closer to the Lord, prayer life, and being more humble in front of Him, including realizing when we are nearer to God that we need His forgiveness, also His mercy. And these three things is also specifically addressed by those who live religious life. So the Franciscans, the Dominicans, and the others, the sisters. So they have three vows specifically targeting this enemy that make us sin. So the three vows of the religious life is vow of poverty. That's the first one. So, of course, it is done to conquer the tendency to possess of many things. And so for the religious life, they don't possess personally anything. They don't have personal possession, but the ownership is for the whole community. They shared common good for all of them. To conquer our tendency to sin through pleasure, they have vow of chastity. And to conquer pride, they have vow of obedience to their superior, accepting the will of their superior as the will of God. For us, the diocesan priest, or what they call also secular priest, we have the vow of celibacy and also vow of obedience to our bishop. Instead of vow of poverty as secular priest, we are encouraged to live a simple life. It's not good for us to own Mercedes-Benz or BMW. I have a Toyota. Jesus conquered this most common temptation by being faithful to God and to God's word. Also in the Bible, that's why we have this Lent, also 40 days. 40 in the Bible symbolize period of purification, testing, and preparation. So on these 40 days, we intensify our practice of fasting so we may control our bodies, disordered attachment to pleasure, and attend more to the needs of our soul by developing self-control and willingness to sacrifice for the good of others. we are encouraged to sacrifice our bodily needs for more important thing, that is our spiritual needs. So that's why we do this. On these 40 days, we intensify our acts of charity or almsgiving, so we may control our disordered affection to things and practice more loving our neighbor, loving the person more than loving things. Supposed to be we have to use things and love people, but sometimes we make it opposite. We love things and we use people. On these 40 days, we intensify our prayer so we may accept and celebrate our need of God and conquer our pride. That as we love God above all, He reveals to us who we really are in front of Him, that we are His beloved sinners in need of His mercy and are invited to be His instrument of mercy to others too. So as the problem of the Israelite was Pharaoh was the one that is enslaving them, so we also have to identify our Pharaoh during our confessions, do battle with them, with God and His grace, and that we get through the sacrament of reconciliation. God give us this instrument, this sacrament, to help us to win this battle. And the only way we can do it is by uniting with Jesus, who have already conquered the world, who is our victor also, who resurrected from death. We practice all these three things for 40 days and 40 nights in order to be purified from our sin and to prepare well for the celebration of Easter, that during this period of testing, we unite ourselves with Jesus' suffering and death in order to be united with Him in His resurrection. Jesus has given us the privilege to suffer with Him for the salvation of the world. Then we will truly celebrate Easter with heart and mind purified after passing the testing, and then be truly close to God, that we are not afraid to be with Him now and for all eternity. In our second reading, St. Paul reminds us that the Christians, that they will be saved only by acknowledging the risen Jesus as Lord and Savior. Everyone who calls the name of the Lord will be saved. Romans 10, verse 13. Our psalm also invites us to pray, "Be with me, Lord, when I am in trouble." We do not have to hide from God, because He is looking for us and He wants us to be free from slavery to sin. We cannot win this battle alone. We have to invite the Lord to help us. And so, may we join our every trials and suffering with Jesus, so we may share His victory over sin and death. May the Blessed Virgin Mary, help of our Christians, intercede for us all. Amen.